This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the planes, which sometimes serves as Air Force One, gets a new name for the next few days to honor former President George H.W. Bush, who passed away on Friday. Today, Special Air Mission 41 will carry Mr. Bush's body from Texas to Washington, D.C., where he'll lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning, when a state funeral will be held at the National Cathedral. Later that day, the same jet will carry his body back to Texas, where a family funeral is scheduled for Thursday. Former Vice President Dick Cheney, remembering Bush 41, said this morning,
"There was no gesture that was too small or insignificant in terms of what he was willing to do to make people feel comfortable, to help when he could help. He just was one of the most thoughtful people I ever knew."
Cheney served as Secretary of Defense under George H.W. Bush. He spoke on the Today Show on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The National Weather Service confirming 22 tornadoes did touch down in central Illinois on Saturday. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
We're still assessing damage because so much of it happened after dark, but Taylorville seemed to have gotten the worst of it.
Governor Bruce Rauner says three people are being treated for major injuries and 18 are being treated for minor ones.
Fortunately, no fatalities. Christian County was hit the hardest. Many families completely lost everything.
At least two people were injured when a tornado touched down at Kings Bay Naval Base in southeast Georgia. Also earlier, a twister killed one person in Aurora, which is in southeast Missouri.
A child is dead and dozens of people are injured after a charter bus crashed in Arkansas early this morning on Interstate 30 near Benton. That was southeast of Little Rock. Reports are it was carrying a youth football team from Memphis at the time. Actor and singer Ken Berry has died at 85, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today, Anchorage, Alaska schools will be closed, and they'll stay closed all this week as that area is trying to recover from the massive 7.0 earthquake that struck back on Friday. The Anchorage School District Superintendent, Dina Bishop, announcing the closure, adding that the district will fix the damage seen at all those schools, and they'll try to do so as quickly as possible so classes can resume on December 10th. Bishop noted that students will either attend their home schools or perhaps an alternate site, depending on the headway they can make in repairing that damage. There's a new cancer drug on the market which targets genetic mutation instead of cancer type. The FDA has approved Vitrakavi, which costs $393,000 a year wholesale. The drug is the first of its kind, though, to treat cancers based solely on a specific genetic mutation. And the couple who lost a wedding ring in a gutter in Times Square, getting their ring back now, the New York Police Department says officers found the English English couple and are now working to get the ring back to them. Just after midnight, a man chose a bustling sidewalk in Times Square to propose to his girlfriend. She did say yes, but before he could put the ring on her finger, it bounced into the nearby gutter. The couple did quickly flag down a cop who helped them try to retrieve it, but they couldn't at the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll here. How you doing, America? I hope you had a great weekend. Hey, back with you. It's a Monday starting fresh. And, of course, what a better way to start Mondays but with Megan Barth, the one and only. Yes, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And we're going to be talking about the Sunday news TV shows. Lots to talk about, especially as we remember the life of George H.W. Bush, the 41st president of the United States. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Got through the weekend. Of course, it started out sadly with the announcement that we lost our 41st president.
Yeah, 94 years old. And, you know, I was reminded by another radio host this morning that he entered the military and was a fighter pilot at the age of 20.
Yes, exactly.
And fast forward to, you know, modern times, we have 20-year-olds, 26-year-olds, 30-year-olds still living in our parents' basements on their insurance plans.
Yes.
You know, most of the now, quote-unquote, college-educated kids need safe spaces. One of the hosts was telling me that finals are coming up in one of the colleges in Michigan. Is having teddy bears and coloring books and crayons and safe spaces so they can, like, get rid of some of the anxiety and stress around finals. Are you kidding me?
Really?
You know, this is the future generation that's supposed to fight for liberty and freedom, and we're making sure that they don't have any anxiety or stress before they enter the real world. And yet, you know, here we have one of our presidents fighting for our freedoms at the age of 20.
And you bring up a great point here. I mean, this is why the socialists are taking over, Megan, is that everything is soft, warm, and fuzzy. And this president came, you know, another one of the examples from the greatest generation. And how quick we're willing to forget and just let that go by the wayside. I think this is going to be a time of introspection for this country. I can only hope so. As you remember the life of one George Herbert Walker Bush, I mean, what he and his wife, you know, what they represented. And, you know, not that anybody is perfect here, but there's lots to learn from people. I know he didn't like the idea of a legacy and that kind of deal. He wanted to leave that up for historians. But, you know, it's really up to us now to, you know, finish out, I guess, the story and the legacy of George Bush as we talk about him and remember him in retrospect, even as his You know, his library, his librarian had talked about that, which is the case. You know, you got to get a couple of decades away from a presidency to realize, okay, what they brought to the table, you know, good, bad, and indifferent. And I think George Bush, for example, a one-term president, and I think that hurt him, that it was only a one-term president. There was something lost in translation during that campaign between he and Bill Clinton, and it grieved him. But that aside, what he was able to do was quite remarkable. And again, I think it was really demonstrable of how powerful the Democrats became in taking over a narrative. And they took over the narrative for George Bush and made a way for Bill Clinton.
Well, and corruption.
Yeah.
Along came corruption.
Right.
Yes, when the McCain funeral ends, the Bush funeral will begin. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that the left hand-wringers over this president, how they're remembering him, is similar much to McCain, whereby he was not necessarily as left as McCain, but he was more of a moderate,
mm-hmm.
Which, of course, the Democrats love moderates because they get to use and abuse moderates and destroy the Republican Party all in one failed swoop. And so they're, you know, grieving over George W. Bush or George H. W. Bush is a little suspect to me because he too was called a Nazi. You know, he too was called a racist. The old adages that they've labeled every single modern Republican president, including this one, was very alive and well. Perhaps not at the ferocity mm-hmm. as it is now. But the press, the media, the Democrats, all one and the same, we're still applying those labels to him. So I find their grief a little suspect.
Yeah, no, it's no question. I mean, but this is what we say. You get a couple of decades away from it, and, you know, the politics seems to go away. And, of course, right now it's especially fitting because they're using a personality trait of H.W. Bush to beat Trump up with. But Trump, you know, to his credit, is focused like a laser beam. He's doing all the right things in sending, you know, Air Force One to bring the body to the Capitol so that it can lie in state and that the 41st president would be rightly honored. And the president this time has been very proactive in saying he will be there at the funeral. So we're going to minimize, but that's not going to stop the media at any chance that they get to talk about, you know, how charming or how, you know, what a good guy the 41st president was and all this good stuff. And they use it sometimes overtly as a hammer to bash Trump by comparison.
Oh, absolutely. That's their job. The job of the mainstream media is to work and do the bidding on behalf of the Democrats. So when the Democrats aren't bashing the president, they don't have to worry about it because you'll have Don Lemon or anybody on CNN or MSNBC or ABC or NBC or NPR. I mean, NPR published an outright lie
mm-hmm.
About Don Jr.
Yes.
Over the weekend. Basically completely lying about his testimony to Congress and about the Russia relation. And then they let the tweet and the lie travel around the world. And this is NPR.
Yes.
Before even writing a retraction or taking down the tweet. And so, as Mark Twain said, a lie can travel around the world before the truth has a chance to put on its shoes.
Yes.
So here we are as taxpayers paying for left-wing propaganda. NPR should be defunded and let the left fund their own propaganda. I mean, they have every major media outlet, and it's still, including taxpayer-funded NPR.
Yes.
And it's still not enough for them because they're berating Fox News for being even slight to the right of center at times.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly they're a little left of center, if you've noticed. I've talked to more and more people that aren't watching any news anymore. They're getting their news from Twitter, or they're getting their news from the web, and they're not even turning on Fox News because it's drifting more to the left as Rupert's sons have taken it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the rumor that Fox is going to be up on the sales block. Well, if that happens, then you can betcha that a left-wing billionaire like Tom Steyer or Carlos Slim or somebody else is going to buy it. And then if you are even an independent thinker, good luck trying to find any news on the boob tube.
Well, not to mention what that will do in terms of making all conservative talk vulnerable. I mean, we're already in the crosshairs and under attack already. I mean, you know, here's Twitter, attacks and disconnects a conservative there in Texas. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is what this has become. I mean, this is overt now. And so if Congress doesn't step in and do something about it, then we the people need to make sure our voices and our discontent with this is heard, because this is, you know, this is too much. It has gone way, way too far, and especially with, publicly supported NPR going over the top like this as well. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening.
listening to Bill Martinez Live.
As possible. Hey, we're chasing down the facts for you. We're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, right here at the intersection of faith and politics. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with this national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Well, Megan, again, Trump racks up the wins at the G20, much to the, I guess, disconcernment of of Democrats and progressives. Of course, they tried to get Mueller to orchestrate a bit of a bombshell as the president was heading out of town with the Michael Cohen conviction. But it did little. It kind of dissipated because I think most reasonable people saw the Cohen situation and the ploy of Mueller for what it was. And let's keep our eye on the ball and look what the president was able to do at the G20. We got the USMCA, NAFTA 2.0 signed right there. The onus now is going to be on Congress and the Senate to get this approved. This thing is kind of amazing to me in typical Democratic form and political form is that, look, at this moves NAFTA in a positive direction. It does, like any negotiation, doesn't give you everything that you could hope and want for. After all, there are three people involved here, three countries. But this clearly is a great improvement on NAFTA, and I believe moves this dramatically forward. Gives us something certainly the previous administration didn't even think about doing. If they did, they didn't do anything about it. Let it sit there. It took, businessman Donald Trump to come in and make this happen. And now it's going to be up to the Democrats and their resistant posture to see what they can do on behalf of we the people. So you've got that going on. You've got the compromise that he and President Xi, we were keeping an eye on that. I think the Wall Street's going to respond favorably to that. I mean, this is what we call in business, Megan, these are buying signals. When you get positive movement like this between China and the United States, where Xi is willing to meet us somewhere in between regarding intellectual property and forcing our domestic companies to give up their hearts and souls just to do, business there in China. So good indications also, again, reaffirmed. 19 of the countries say, hey, look, we believe in climate science. President Trump, again, holding true to his convictions, say, I'm not getting it there. And meanwhile, the United States, as you know, has been leading the way when it comes to, climate change and science. But the right science, not the faux science that's been driving the narrative these days.
Right. And we look at the G20 summit. We should look optimistically, as you pointed out, all of the successes. And it was interesting to listen over the weekend to someone like a socialist like Elizabeth Warren, who basically said upon the signing of that agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., thereby replacing NAFTA, she says, well, it doesn't go far enough. What are you talking about? You didn't even talk about changing NAFTA to begin with. You haven't
right.
even.
Exactly.
And this is the thing. The Democrats have absolutely no policies on the table to move America forward. They actually want to move America backward in order to get more people dependent on the government. How do you get more people dependent on the government? Well, you just keep going along with NAFTA. You outsource all of our good manufacturing jobs overseas or across the border to our southern border. You import across the border illegally as many dependents on government that don't speak English, that are low-skilled. This is the Democrat plan. The bigger the government, the happier the Democrat. The more dependent the individual, the happier the Democrat. And so at every turn, they are fighting Donald Trump, even if it's against the good for the American people.
Well, exactly.
And Elizabeth Warren says it doesn't go far enough. Well, how about you lay out a plan?
Yeah, give us your ideas. Sure.
Right. What are your ideas? I mean, since Bill Clinton They haven't really had an economic idea that wasn't handed to them by a Democrat or by a Republican. And so we see that this relationship with Xi developing, whereby he's also going to make sure that China labels fentanyl in a way that will hopefully help with the opioid crisis
exactly.
that we're faced with here. Again, another consequence of open borders and bad trade. You know, most of our fentanyl or opium is now coming not from China, not from overseas, but south of the border. Mexico is producing opium, synthetic opium, which is flooding our inner cities and even our suburbs. And so, you know, this type of relationship with Mexico, Canada, and China is extraordinarily important to our economic well-being, as well as our physical well-being as we battle the unemployment crisis that we were left with after Obama. That's getting better. Lowest unemployment number since 1969,
right.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah, and of course, it's amazing to me that he wants to take credit for this stuff and take credit for the gains in oil sectors and stuff. Like, going, wait a minute, you were the guy who was regulating everything, choking it down, and now all of a sudden you want credit. This is disgusting. Megan, one thing I want to touch on is I want to go back
Barack
and.
Obama,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but Barack Obama said Donald Trump needed a magic wand in order to get this done. So now he's trying to claim that he had the magic wand.
Maybe he did, but sat on it. Let's talk, because we only got about 3 minutes left here, and I want to touch on this particularly with you. Mueller, for all this windmill chasing he's been doing with, Russian Gate and all this stuff, and now it's reported that Russia, tried to interfere again in the 2018. And I'm going, what is all this Russia stuff? I mean, we had so many suspicious elections, whether it was in, Florida, was Georgia, California. California is unbelievable what's happened here. And we talk about ballot harvesting, that California is the only state of the union that is allowed to, has allowed this to happen. And every seat that a Republican was in, was up against, was either defending or was challenging, they lost every seat. How do you lose 100%? That's impossible, Megan.
Right. When something doesn't make sense, it's likely not true. And I have been talking about voter fraud since 2016 of what I witnessed here on the ground in Nevada. California, I learned about the template of fraud from living in California for 20 years. I saw what they were doing, how they were dirtying the voter rolls, how they weren't cleaning the voter rolls. And when you have dirty voter rolls, it yields dirty elections. This whole canard in California started when they gave illegal aliens driver's licenses, we're just going to automatically register people at the DMV. Well,
exactly.
Guess who got registered to vote? Illegal aliens.
Yeah. And we're going to send them ballots, and we're going to send them ballots in the mail.
Right. And so now we have absentee. Anytime you change a process, it goes out of a qualified process, meaning the process becomes inherently corrupt every time you change it without any sort of checks and balances. And so this is how Democrats have hijacked elections, local and state, federal. Absentee ballots, found ballots, destroyed ballots, harvesting ballots. There's so many different forms of ballots, right, that lend itself to fraud. And so this whole ballot harvesting operation is nothing but an invitation for fraud. All it is third parties, which are La Familia Vota, George Soros operations, all of the left-wing organizations, they can go up and just, with truckloads of ballots, say, here you go. They don't check the ballots. They don't make sure that the ballots are just from citizens only.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just a precursor of a template that will take the rest of the states by storm. And Ann Coulter is right. Donald Trump might be our last Republican president, unless we have political will to clean the voter rolls.
Well, America, there it is. It's at your doorstep. I mean, this stuff that happened, maybe your head's still spinning and you're waiting to get some balance on this stuff. But we're going to continue to pursue the truth and report as more and more information becomes, unwrapped on this, because we have to. We've got to take control of the whole voting process once again. Megan Barr, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate the insight. Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th to December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the planes, which sometimes serves as Air Force One, gets a new name for the next few days to honor former President George H.W. Bush, who passed away on Friday. Today, Special Air Mission 41 will carry Mr. Bush's body from Texas to Washington, D.C., where he'll lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning, when a state funeral will be held at the National Cathedral. Later that day, the same jet will carry his body back to Texas, where a family funeral is scheduled for Thursday. Former Vice President Dick Cheney, remembering Bush 41, said this morning,
"There was no gesture that was too small or insignificant in terms of what he was willing to do to make people feel comfortable, to help when he could help. Oh, he just was one of the most thoughtful people I ever knew."
Cheney served as Secretary of Defense under George H.W. Bush. He spoke on the Today Show on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher joins us. He is the founder proprietor of History Speaks. What a legacy History Speaks has, and what they do, and what the team does on behalf of we the people to make sure that we are learning from history. I mean, this is what historians teach us. And Bruce, I got to imagine as a historian, this is so frustrating for you. It is for me. I don't consider myself at the level of being a historian. Certainly, I have a high interest in history. You are so passionate about it. I mean, you will probably, you probably have forgotten more history than I could ever learn. And I am so grateful to have you on the show. My point is this has to be frustrating for you when you see our casual approach to history, especially in this time and age. I mean, we are really setting ourselves up to a lot of problems down the road here in River City.
we could avoid them too, or at least we could mitigate an awful lot of them if we would pay serious attention to some of the lessons that history teaches us. We have this current border crisis that we have is an example. Mm-hmm. Of that kind of a problem. We have, and I refer to it as, well, another crisis at the border, another crisis with immigration. And, of course, we're going to have another crisis. And once this thing gets resolved, give it another month or 2 months, and there'll be another crisis because we refuse to deal with the problem in manners that history has taught us will give us a successful immigration policy.
Well, part of the problem that we're dealing with, Bruce, and you and I have discussed this many times, is that we don't even know the truth of the matter. I mean, we've got all these hidden components to why this immigration issue continues to be a crisis. And, you know, the media is not doing us any favors by exposing what the left is doing or even what the right is doing. You know, all I hear is, well, you know, both sides are doing it. Well, I don't want to hear about both sides are doing it. Either let's lay it out. Let's get the facts out here straight and figure out where we made the wrong turn. I mean, the Bracero program at one time was very effective. And, you know, ever since we compromised that, that's added to the complication. What has happened in the most recent decades when it comes to immigration has just, you know, made a mess of things. And now we're to the point where, you know, the talking points from the Republican side was, well, of course, this benefits Democrats because it gives them new voters. And we see what happened in the 2018 elections, how the whole voting, you know, situation has been hijacked by Democrats. And I call it for what it is. I mean, I think it was quite interesting. And you got to start putting two and two together here. Is that, you know, all the lost ballots and ballots that were found in trunks of cars, of rental cars and that sort of thing, were, you know, predominantly Democratic ballots. I mean, doesn't that bring any suspicion to bear on the whole process? So, you know, this is part and parcel of the problem. It's very complex, has been allowed to be complex, because the more complex it is, you know, the more worn out we become. And then what's going to happen, like previously, speaking of history, is then we'll look to the Democrats to fix the problem that they created.
It's always let the fox take care of the chickens.
Somehow it makes sense in our American way of life. We're knuckleheads.
It's taking care of the real problems, of course, is tough, really tough. As a result, we tend to, by we, I guess I mean our Congress people, our elected representatives, tend to take the easiest thing that'll give them sound bites and for the future election and getting re-election. They don't want to deal with the tough problems, but there is one group of people for whom it is not above their pay grade. That's what we're paying them to do.
Right.
And they won't do it. But then they get upset,
Bruce, when a guy like Donald Trump, who's a businessman, comes in and goes, enough of this problem. Let's get this thing squared away. He goes head to head with the problem. He offers up solutions. And then, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer are, you know, in the fetal position back in the corner. Some of the Republicans within the establishment going, well, this is not the way we play the game here. Well, no, the way you play the game is how you messed up the game. We're trying to, you know, square this thing away for the good of both sides of the border, for the people who want to come into this country, the people, the citizens who are here. And, oh, yeah, last time I checked, yeah, my number one job as president of the United States is national security.
Yep, national security and enforcing the laws. And enforcing the laws is one of the ways to really stir up the establishment people, because they don't want the laws enforced, except that part of them that they happen to like at the time. And you can look at politicians on this issue, and Chuck Schumer is an example, and listen to what they said 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago, and you run it against what they're saying today, and it's exactly the opposite, because what they're wanting is they're wanting to support a personal agenda or a party agenda, not a U.S. agenda.
Exactly. And They're not about to go along and give Donald Trump, the Republicans, any kind of credit whatsoever, which is, you know, maybe one of the things that we can appreciate from the passing of the 41st president of the United States And one of the qualities that stuck out that you hear repeatedly about George H.W. Bush was that he wasn't one to really, you know, claim credit on things. That's what leadership is all about. Ronald Reagan was the same way. When you look back at the great leaders of our country, they were the ones that were willing to, you know, elevate the other person. And in the process of doing so, I mean, look at Bill Clinton, for example. Without Newt Gingrich, Bill Clinton's administration, his presidency, his legacy is down the toilet.
There isn't any.
Yeah.
I think it was Ronald Reagan who said, you can get all kinds of things done if you don't care who gets the credit.
Exactly.
And now it seems to be all about what's going to help me win the next election. It's just really agonizing. This immigration crisis, which the current immigration crisis in the caravans was introduced to the American public by the press. In time to hurt the Republican chances in the election. And the big, you know, we announced and we got and we saw huge caravans, 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 people moving toward the United States to force their way in and get asylum. And how did this happen? We've been having caravans coming from the border for years, but they tend to be 100 people or 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden we have one of 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 people.
Right.
It wasn't spontaneous. It didn't happen overnight. But as soon as the election was over, it dropped from the news.
Yes.
Was of no interest anymore until I got here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it suddenly is an interest again because there's nice photo ops, there's humanitarian shots, there's staged pictures, there's all kinds of things to show how bad the Trump administration is because they won't just let them in.
Mm-hmm. This is what's messing them up. See, Republicans in the past would have folded already, not Donald Trump. And of course, they were saying, Bruce, not that long ago, this was all Donald Trump's doing. He had orchestrated this in order to offset the projected losses, you know, that Republicans were going to take. I mean, what a joke. And when they found out that that didn't, you know, get any kind of traction, well, then they kind of sat back for a little bit. And now here they are, you know, trying to exercise, as you say, these photo ops and things again to make Donald Trump look bad. But what they're doing is perpetuating the very problem that they have been accommodating all these years.
What Donald Trump has done is, first, his positions were made clear when he was running for president.
Right. We got about 10 seconds here, Bruce. Okay. Go ahead.
And what he's done is he simply has said, okay, this is what you elected me for, and this is what I'm going to do.
Right. Well, we're going to pick it up from there when we come back. More
life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run.
Fresh and independent, that's the way you like us. This is Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks Today, continues. History Speaks Today is a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths. Learn from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. That is a bit logical, isn't it? I mean, it does make sense. Why do we want to not take advantage of the history that we've experienced? I mean, after all, we've got blood, treasure, all of that invested in it, and I think it is such a waste to when we let that go by the wayside, and this is why we're so grateful to have Bruce on the show. Bruce, before we get back and pick up the discussion that we had, I did wanted to get your comment on this. I thought it was quite interesting over the weekend. You know, we heard from, you know, Dick Cheney, Jim Baker, others within the administration of George Herbert Walker Bush, our 44th president of the United States. But I thought something that was clearly missing was the voice of Dan Quayle. It's like, well, what did Dan Quayle do? Did he, you know, did he upset the Bush family or something? I don't know. I mean, I've always just appreciated, I thought, what Dan Quayle brought to the ticket, and also how he served as vice president. I would say that he did write an article about his experiences with the president. He says, after the inauguration on January the 20th, 1989, George Bush and I walked over to the east front of the Capitol to say goodbye to Ronald Reagan. A few moments later, as we watched the helicopter carry off the 40th president, I heard the 41st say quietly, "There goes a man who was very good to me." This was the end of Bush's eight-year partnership with Reagan and the beginning of his partnership with me. And though ours would last for just one term, it could hardly have been more collegial, uncomplicated, or free of tension. We were friends who quickly became close friends. We remained so through all the years since right up until his passing. Vice presidents don't always stay on the best of terms with the presidents they serve. What starts out as a partly a political calculation. The selection of a running mate is by no means certain to mature into warm friendship. In our case, Vice President Quayle writes, what made all the difference was a few choices we made early and the character of Bush himself. I thought it's important to hear from Dan Quayle. What do you say?
Well, Dan Quayle is one of maybe one of the last few decades' most underrated politicians or political figures. He he picked up from the press a couple of almost cruel caricatures from things that had nothing to do with his beliefs or policies. But he, in writings like this and in speeches and things that have occurred since then, he was a very insightful person. Mm. And what's coming out maybe more now than I understood at the time is how close he was with his president.
Yes.
And as he says, that often has not been the case with vice presidents who were picked for their political appeal in a campaign and then shoved off in the closet until after the next campaign.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he went on to say, he says, it helped that the president was also my predecessor as vice president, to your point. He knew the job and its potential hazard, staff rivalries, unaligned agendas, the usual guessing game about the number two man's further ambitions. Bush had figured out how to steer clear of those troubles and also how to make the most of a position with little executive authority. No one in the Reagan administration had more international experience than Vice President Bush. He knew the world and most of the major players personally. He put all his strengths in the service of the Reagan agenda. I will say this, Bruce, we've said often about, the whole presidential process. We end up electing people in such a way that it's one of the biggest on-the-job training positions on the planet. And when you think about it, it's not like somebody goes and, goes to Harvard or Columbia or whatever to learn how to be president. It's, by popularity, by persuasion, you find yourself in the Oval Office. But I think when you look back at the story and the history of the 41st president, he was very qualified, with his background. I mean, what led up to it? His experiences, there were so wide and broad that it really, in terms of experience, made him well qualified to be, the president of the United States.
As compared to some present day examples, it's almost blinding the breadth of experience he had in serving his country in the military and in business and in entrepreneurial kinds of business. He understood. Mm. He understood and working from the ground up, he understood a big chunk of the American people, which arguably current politicians often do not.
Mm. And Bruce, I'm glad you brought up the business background because we look to Donald Trump's business acumen, but we forget the business acumen and the upbringing that H.W. had experienced as an oil man. I mean, he understood and worked it. And as you said, from the ground up, it wasn't like all of a sudden he found himself at the top of the heap in the oil profession and industry. He worked his way up, from the bottom.
And there are parallels to Trump. And then now Bush had all kinds of, by the time he got on the national stage, he had all kinds of political experience and insight from the activities that he'd had around the world in assignments. And Trump didn't have those, but Trump certainly had the business experience, the experience with the common American, the working horny-handed, hands-on experience that most modern-day politicians seem not to have any comprehensive of.
Mm-hmm.
And Bush, presidency is learning on the job, no question about it. Some have to learn more than others. And Trump had some rough times in the beginnings because he's learning on the job.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say he's past the learning phase. I'd say he's probably pretty aware of where the things lie now.
Mm.
And And
well, the other thing that's greatly underestimated, because, you know, they want to caricature him, Saturday Night Live, progressives, the Democrats, everybody that absolutely hates, you know, Donald Trump, is they want us to believe the guy's an idiot. I mean, the guy's a smart guy. I mean, you cannot underestimate his intelligence. I mean, here the guy takes, you know, he takes out 17, I believe, very qualified Republican candidates from all, you know, parts of the Republican Party. He takes them on and he's the last man standing. And look at his business acumen, what he has done successfully and what he has done so far in less than 2 years. I don't know another president, including Ronald Reagan, that has moved so rapidly as Donald Trump. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't possibly have been able to affect this if he was a total knucklehead, could he?
No, of course not. And the Saturday Night Live crowd, the Hollywood crowd, and look who they support and want as their political picks. But they, if you can notice, and the thought occurred to me, you notice that they and the press never underestimates a Democrat candidate.
Right. Right.
But all the Republican kind, or maybe not all, but often it is the Republican candidates who suddenly turn out to be idiots in the criterion used by the elitists, and I'm going to call them elitists in the political spectrum.
Well, you know, Bruce, we've got to continue this conversation, but we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to allow that time for the Refugee Act of 1980. I mean, we're almost 40 years down the road here. And I think what's coming to the head here, again, what has gotten lost in history and time is the understanding of, you know, what the Refugee Act of 1980 was about and in granting asylum. Let's give a quick lesson here to everybody so we can bring them up to speed a bit.
Yeah, the Refugee Act of 1980 granted asylum under the terms of the United Nations, of acts in the United Nations that we signed on to, and essentially it refers to aliens whose life or freedom would be threatened on account of, just these criteria: race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group or political opinion. And there's the categories. There's just nothing there says about poverty. Nothing there says about crime. It says these particular five criteria. And we're trying to expand it to make asylum a right of anybody who feels that they don't like what's going on in their country, and surely there are billions of people who feel that way,
right?
And want to come to the United States. The Refugee Act of 1980 and some of its amendments are just incredibly specific under the law as to what you can do, and you can't just let them in, which is the option that a lot of people seem to want. Because that's easy, but responding in that way won't end the problem. It just means the problem will get bigger.
Exactly.
And some of the other criteria, I mean, there are other things we could do, and the things that will last longer than the 2 weeks of the current crisis are tough. Mm. And we talked earlier about tough and how hard that is. One of the things about Trump is he's willing to take on the tough things.
Mm. Well, as John F. Kennedy says, we do it not because, you know, because it's hard. It's because it's hard that we do it. And that's what lies before us right now. So, right. So that's the challenge and the opportunity. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Bruce, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. cash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.